Watch, Chicago Police Union Protest Jussie Smollett Case, Fox Must Go. By Joshua Kaplan on April 1, 2019. The Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago is protesting outside the Cook County State's Attorney's Office on Monday, demanding the resignation of top prosecutor Kim Fox after her office dropped all charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Protesters held signs reading "Kim do the Foxtrot resign" and "Hey yo Fox must go" as they demonstrated outside Fox's office at 69 West Washington Street at 11 a.m. local time. The FOP warned earlier that officers would be in full force protesting the decision to drop all 16 charges against Smollett for filing a false police report about an allegedly staged hate crime against him. The union said the protest is open to any Chicagoans outraged by the decision to drop the charges. Police officers are dedicated to the job they do. And what does that say about their work when the person they arrest walks away? Chicago FOP President Kevin Graham said in a statement. Last week, Fox's office backpedaled on claims that the top prosecutor formally rescued herself from the case after Tina Chen, the former chief of staff of former First Lady Michelle Obama, asked her to have the FBI take over the Smollett investigation from the Chicago police. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo said Fox could serve up to 20 years in jail if convicted of corruption for her handling of the case. Several local reporters shared photos and video of the protest to social media. Meanwhile, Reverend Jesse Jackson and other clergy held a rally in support of Fox down the street. Jackson's Rainbow/Push Coalition said the civil rights leader will join fellow clergy, elected officials, attorneys and community activists for a Monday morning rally at the Chicago Temple supporting the embattled prosecutor. Jackson called the criticism of Fox as unreasonable, unjustified and politically motivated. She has faced blowback since prosecutors dismissed all 16 felony counts against Smollett, who police accuse of paying two brothers to stage the January 29 attack in downtown Chicago in an attempt to boost his career. Smollett, who is gay and black, told officers his attacks wore masks as they hurled insults and placed a thin rope around his neck. The actor also said the attackers yelled "This is MAGA country," a reference to President Trump's "Make America Great Again" campaign slogan, before running away. Authorities say that in return for the charges being dropped, Smollett agreed to forfeit the $10,000 he put up to get out of jail and completed community service. Several news outlets reported that the community service included volunteering at Rainbow/Push Coalition. The Associated Press contributed to this report.